This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the long-awaited repairs to Owendale's Lagoon are expected to start soon. Village officials have been working on getting funding to meet state requirements and find a company to do the necessary repairs. Village Clerk Randy Howard reported that Fleece and Vanderbrink are planning to request bids from contractors this month for the project. And once that is done, the next step is opening up bids, which is expected to be in April, and then for the construction to begin as soon as possible after that. The council has been dealing with lagoon concerns since 2022. They've applied for grants and loans to try and cover the cost of the project so as not to place undue burden on the residents. Some of the problems with the lagoon include replacing valves and a concrete pump house structure that is worn out. The lagoon, which is north of the village, needs to have the work done in order for it to be in compliance with EGLE standards. Howard also reported that he applied for a grant to help pay for repainting the town water tower at an amount of $191,950. And in other news for today, Dwayne Leonard Dexter is facing a third offense for operating while intoxicated and has entered a not guilty plea in Huron County Circuit Court. Despite the serious nature of his third OWI charge, Dexter's bond was set at a mere $1,000, which Judge Prill called, quote, pretty low, and continued on stating that it should have been at least five times that amount. While the court did reluctantly continue to grant the existing bond, citing no current violations, the message was clear that this leniency is conditional and that any misstep on Dexter's part could quickly change his pretrial liberties. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, in a dramatic turn in Huron County Circuit Court, before Judge Prill, Christopher D. Johnsonbaugh had entered a no-contest plea to a felony charge of domestic violence third offense. This is not Johnsonbaugh's first brush with the law. Court records reveal three prior domestic assault convictions, making this his fourth. The plea agreement, in a strategic move, sees Johnsonbaugh facing up to 5 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine. In exchange for his no contest plea, which, while not admission of guilt, is treated as such for sentencing, Prosecutors have agreed to drop the habitual offender notice, potentially reducing his overall sentence. The court accepted the Huron County Sheriff's Department incident report as the factual basis for the conviction. Johnson Baugh is now slated for sentencing on May 18th at 9 a.m. and has been ordered to meet with a probation agent for a pre-sentencing investigation, and he must adhere to all bond conditions until then. And another news for today. In a digital age where words carry real-world weight, a Huron County man is facing the consequences of some online actions. Cameron James Hewins has pled guilty in Judge Prill's courtroom at the Huron County Circuit Court to charges stemming from a social media tirade. Hewins admitted to posting inappropriate, harassing, and profane statements on Facebook, targeting individuals with insults that could be construed as racial slurs. He pled guilty to both a felony count of unlawful posting of a message and a misdemeanor for malicious use of telecommunication services. The plea agreement means he avoids further charges, but the legal journey is not over. The court accepted his plea, acknowledging the factual basis of his actions, using his cell phone to spread digital harassment. Hewins now awaits sentencing, scheduled for June the 1st at 9 a.m., a stark reminder that what's posted online can indeed land you in court. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.